1340 KVOT, the voice of Taos. Nancy Stapp, Breakfast with Nancy, on a topic that probably by now you are most familiar with because we've had several shows on it, but you don't want to miss a very special meeting coming up this Thursday, April 19th, right here in Taos, the troubles with trapping. New survey coming out, too, showing that most people, well, overwhelmingly, don't think it's a good idea. Here to talk to us a little bit about this trapping, Wild Earth Guardians, Wendy Kiefover is joining. Wendy, good morning, and thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, Nancy. Thanks for having us on.
Tell me a little bit about, first of all, the survey and this kind of trapping that we're talking about. And of course, many people here have heard about the dangers of their pets and even people getting themselves trapped in these contraptions. So what are we talking about here and then a little about the survey?
Yeah, sure. Well, in New Mexico, the practice of trapping is barely regulated. And so we started out a couple years ago petitioning the Game Commission and asking them to open up the rulemaking on what are called fur bearers, and that's animals that are trapped for the commercial value of their furs. And they finally did that. So last year, we sent another petition, and we asked the Game Commission to ban trapping on public lands in New Mexico because we're really concerned about lots of problems associated with trapping. People are getting into these things because there's no signage up where traps are. Dogs are getting into these. I mean, it happens very frequently, actually. And then what's happening with the wildlife, I mean, almost no one knows the extent of trapping on wildlife populations in New Mexico. We do know one animal, the bobcat, and the only reason we know that is because of the CITES, which is the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species. Because bobcats look very similar to lynx, any state that allows bobcat trapping, you have to tag each pelt. And so we know that 25,000 bobcats have been trapped in New Mexico between 2000 and 2011. So just a tremendous toll on their population. So, you know, swift foxes, kit foxes, gray foxes, coyotes, and the rest of fur bearers are not counted. And so we have no idea how many thousands of them have been trapped. And so we're very concerned about their population.
We have, of course, talked to retired District Court Judge Peggy Nelson at length about this practice, which she called just plain dangerous, cruel, and non-discriminating. And, of course, she heads up this panel and talks a lot about the issue. As mentioned, Thursday evening here in Taos, there'll be a meeting, and you're hoping to get a lot of people out. Tell us about these meetings and what they're designed to do.
Yeah, we've got a roadshow tour, the Troubles with Trapping Roadshow, and we're going to 8 different cities in New Mexico, and we're hoping to get people to come out and to learn more about the subject. You know, we tried to do this process before the Game Commission, and we found it to be very unfair, very undemocratic, very unprofessional, and in fact, it was so bad, they held their hearing on trapping last July in Clayton, New Mexico, which is this tiny, tiny town on the, you know, sort of the northeast corner of the state by Oklahoma and Texas, and made it impossible for the public to attend. And so we, the Trap Free New Mexico Coalition, we held our own public hearing, and we had it in downtown Albuquerque, and we widely advertised it, and we had 7 civic-minded people sit on that panel, including Judge Peggy Nelson, who was the chairwoman. And they heard testimony for 3 hours, and that testimony is actually available online. The People's Forum panel website has that testimony, audio files from it. And then the People's Forum panel took a 30-day public comment period. And so as a result of all this, you know, oral and written testimony, not one person who spoke up at the People's Forum panel in Albuquerque was for trapping. Everybody was opposed to it. And then 90% of the people who filled out the survey were opposed to public lands trapping. So, we have the people that want one thing. We have a Game Commission, which is completely disconnected to the people. And so we're feeling like we need to bump this up to other other decision makers and, you know, perhaps even the New Mexico legislature and get public lands trapping banned. It is banned on public lands in other western states. Unfortunately, New Mexico doesn't have a ballot initiative process, so which is typically how these kind of things are brought and won. But so we're going to have to go through the New Mexico legislature, and we're going to need a lot of help to make sure that we get a bill passed. So that's sort of the idea of these forums, is to educate, inspire, and motivate, activate. And also, we're hoping that legislators will come out and learn more about the issue, too, because it really affects everyone who is a public lands user in New Mexico.
I think you said the key there, and that is, of course, getting your member of the legislature involved, and we have many great ones here. Wendy Kefauver is with Wild Earth Guardians and trying to rally the troops around this. Now, we do have, and I know from the folks who have been out in front of Sid's supermarket and with petitions and talking about this, that the people who are trappers can be sometimes pretty confrontational, and I know it's been kind of scary for the folks talking about it. What can you say about that? I do know there are people who make their livelihood from this. For many of us, and I include myself, it seems a very cruel practice. Obviously, I'd like to see people do something else for a living, but how do you address that issue, Wendy?
Well, you know, I can't imagine that someone can fully live off of trapping, you know, and if they do, then, you know, I think what has to be balanced here is the public's wildlife. The wildlife belong to the public. They don't belong to, you know, a handful of trappers. And that's the problem. The way it's administered in New Mexico right now, a trapper can basically, any fur-bearing species, so-called fur-bearing species, which is a whole host of, you know, weasels, muskellids, ringtails, raccoons, bobcats, you know, all the foxes, red foxes, swift foxes, gray foxes, kit foxes, four species of skunks, all those animals become a private commodity once they fall into a trap. And I think that there's a bigger issue. There's a public trust issue that the wildlife belong to all New Mexicans and actually all Americans. And why should a handful of people, you know, capture them and kill them in such brutal ways? And the way they do it, it's really awful because they don't want to damage the pelt. And so there's, you know, the dispatch is pretty gruesome. And so, you know, and animals left to languish in traps where they're exposed to all kinds of weather conditions. You know, they may be out in the sun. They may, you know, maybe freezing conditions. They starve. They're dehydrated. They're biting the traps to get out. Canids, that is, you know, foxes and coyotes, they will struggle mightily to get out of the trap, and they sometimes will literally twist their feet off and get out of the trap that way, leaving a foot behind in a trap. It's really awful. It's not humane. It's cruel. It's barbaric. It's, you know, anachronistic. And it's time to ban this practice.
And as you mentioned, so many other Western states have already done so. New Mexico, one of the few, if not the only Western state that still allows it. Any reasons why?
I just think that, you know, the rulemaking process is pretty arduous in New Mexico. I mean, we just went through this game commission process where we had asked the game commission to ban trapping on public lands through a petition, which was followed up by, get this, 12,000 people saying, you know, we want you to ban traps on public lands. And when they had their secret hearing in Clayton, New Mexico, they never even discussed a trap ban. So what we have was, you know, a very undemocratic, very unrepresentative process. And I think that's the problem. And so that's why we're going to take it up a step and get other decision makers involved.
I think the really disheartening part is that not only did they not really respond to, and I filled this out as well, and I know many of us did, thousands of us, and the New Mexico State Game Commission actually voted not only to continue it, but to expand trapping in certain parts of the protected national forest. As you mentioned, it's going to have to go to our state officials, our legislators, and be in touch with the likes of Senator Carlos Cisneros, Roberto Bobby Gonzalez, folks that have been in the past very very keen on hearing your concerns, and those numbers are readily available on our website and, of course, the back of the Taos News as well. But the meeting is where people can come and find out more about this practice, not to mention the fact that these traps are really footsteps away from trails you're on. We've had dogs trapped in them, people getting harmed, trying to get their dogs out of them. It's only a matter of time when a child or a person might find themselves also at risk, if not, you know, fatally wounded by one of these traps. So the meeting, again, Thursday, April 19th, and you're holding this meeting right here in Taos as part of the road trip, The Troubles with Trapping, 6:30 to 8 at Coronado Hall. That's at our Civic Plaza Drive, and everyone is invited to come and find out more. And we appreciate that you're putting us, and we need to be, on the road tour. So Wendy Kiefover with Wild Earth Guardians, if folks want to find out more, what's the best source for them to go to right now?
TrapFreeNM.org, and that's the coalition website, so TrapFreeNewMexico.org.
TrapFree.nm.org, and The Troubles with Trapping. Find out more again Thursday evening. That is the 19th, 6:30 to 8. Everyone get out there and do something to stop this practice of cruelty in our state. It's at Coronado Hall on Civic Plaza Drive. That's Thursday the 19th, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. I thank you for your time, Wendy, and for your work. Wendy Kiefover, Wild Earth Guardians. You can also Google them up and find out more about what they do. Thank you, Wendy, for your time. I really appreciate it here on 1340 KVOT, the Voice of Towson. We'll be right back.